All right, it is 9:01, and we'll call the meeting to order, and we will start with the roll call. Jim Hermsen.
Present.
He's here. Okay, there we go. Michael King. No response. Janet Pickard.
Here.
Sandy Miller.
Here.
Yes, Sandy's here. Oh, there we are. Okay. And we've got the two vacancies at this point in time, but that constitutes a quorum, so we can go forward. I know nobody seems to have logged in for audience comments, so we can pass on that and go right into either maintenance and operations or the Marine Park storm damage report from Alex. Let's do the Marine Park story and follow the agenda order.
Yeah, let's go in order, sure. Let's right through that Marine Park story report. So, about.
Excuse me, but there's a lot of feedback. Could somebody unmute your mics? And maybe that would help.
Something.
There we go.
No.
It looks like it may be coming from you for some strange reason, Jim. I'm gonna mute you. Okay, so about 3 weeks ago, 3 or 4 weeks ago, Marine Park did receive quite a bit of storm damage, like along the shoreline due to high tides. So we've been kind of looking into that. Put up some safety fencing and so forth, but we're also kind of working on some options to fix that. I'd like to kind of turn that over to Stacy and she can kind of tell us about the latest updates there, and we also have Pat here too on Public Works's end. So thank you guys both for joining us. Stacy, what's going on down there?
Yeah, good morning, everyone. So as everyone's aware, on January 12th, we had the winter storm event that resulted in high winds and king tides, and that led to erosion at Marine Park. So there was a concerted effort from both Public Works team, so thank you to them, and also from Alex with coordination to, first step was to go out there and identify what had happened at the park. We reported then to council at our last council meeting. We identified the erosion and damage in generally three different areas. So area one is the area that is part of the trail that's near the amphitheater. So running in between the two covered areas. Area two, we identified as the portion of the beach that has the apple tree and the bench near it, and then damage at area three. And that's a part of the trail that's adjacent to the wastewater treatment plant, and then also the steepest part of the beach there. Area one probably received the most sort of visual of the damage. There's been a lot of erosion out there, 10 to 12 feet of parkland lost on average. And Alex, you'll have to maybe correct me on the square footage, but up to, I think we estimated about 4,500 square feet of impact. And that impact is comprised of erosion, undercutting, and then also garbage coming out from that historic dump that's full of household garbage that was there in the Area two had a little bit less damage, but still some erosional impacts, loss of vegetation. And then area three, we actually lost some park infrastructure. Part of the handrail went, and that's also where we've had the steepest erosion. So council does want us to do something about it. So what Michael has directed us to do, Bernie and I are going to be meeting later this afternoon to put together a program to address what's happened. And it's really gonna be a phased approach. We have some work that we can do immediately, or that we hope we can do immediately, to cap some of that garbage coming out, do some soft shore stabilization of the erosion. But we do really have a longer term project here. I think most everyone, I think this is right, Alex, was around for the 2015 Marine Park pilot project. that right? The board would be familiar with that.
Yeah. I think we've got a couple of new folks here.
Okay.
Familiar exactly with that. Some of the board is.
Okay, got it. So the 2015 pilot project really outlined what's a comprehensive look to stabilize and then also get some beach nourishment out in Marine Park. So after we received that direction from council, Alex and Stacy, our shoreline administrator. We had Chad Young, who's our shoreline representative at the Department of Ecology, and then also Paul Pittman. He is the is landscape architect. Is that right, Alex?
No, he's an engineering geologist.
Engineering geologist. I apologize. Yes. So the original engineering geologist who did that work for the pilot project was also out there. So we've already got an estimate of some work we could do, sort of the immediate identify, and so we'll be meeting on that today and putting together a program for that. That was like the fire hose of information. Is there any questions I could answer?
What kind of recommendations did they have? They made those yet, or are those forthcoming?
Alex, you want to talk a little bit about what Paul and Chad discussed out in the public field?
Yeah, absolutely. So I mean, we're breaking it down, and there's two real problems. One problem is this storm erosion and potential more erosion occurring, you know, as, you know, what happened is, you know, the shoreline got torn up, and so there's a lot of loose sediment down there, which is makes it subject to or prone to additional storm erosion. I'm actually kind of curious what it looked like. It was a pretty high tide this morning, about 6 a.m., and the wind's blowing too. But so one problem was fixing the erosion, and the other problem is this debris and garbage. We don't believe it's the municipal or the old dump site down there, which was capped. We think it might have just been some like potentially windblown garbage, you know, some other stuff kind of maybe near it or associated with it. We're not exactly sure. But the other problem is kind of dealing with the garbage. So the options that we're looking at with ecology would be one, to try to stabilize the erosion damage, because we don't want any further debris being exposed. And then once we kind of came in, maybe with using some fabric and some kind of boulders or something. We're not totally sure what the solution is yet, but kind of do like a more of a cobbly, riprappy kind of stabilization, just to keep any further erosion from happening. One of the things that you have to do then under emergency permit is come back and actually get permits for all the work that you do. So that's when we take a bigger look at habitat and providing plants, and so we'd come back in hopefully later, and then put in more kind of, there's also benefits to like cobbles and beach, sand, that provides, nice habitat too for the lower beach area. But, planting that and kind of cleaning that up quite a bit, as opposed to just kind of hard erosion control, if you will. So kind of a two-phase approach. One, get like some stabilization in there, and then two, kind of a longer term, come back in and clean it up and provide that habitat, and that and just kind of put things back, hopefully, a little bit. We felt like we lost like 10 to 12 feet in places, and the undercutting is getting pretty close to the trail and spots, and Public Works did a good job to get down there and put some fencing in, so thanks for that, Pat. That was necessary, I think. And that's where we're at. I think the plan's still being developed on what needs to happen down there. And part of it is, cost, of course, is one, environmental concerns are another. And so, there's a lot of things kind of moving around. So mostly we're kind of reporting the issue. I don't think we have the solution quite yet, unfortunately. So
are the dollars to fix this going to come out of the general city budget, or do you have an emergency fund for these kinds of things?
That is, we don't have that information yet. So we we'll probably, part of it is figuring out what to do, and then another component is figuring out how to pay for it. So we don't necessarily have like a parks emergency fund. So that's unfortunate. There's some like operations and maintenance dollars, but I want to stress that, you know, I noticed that the 2021 operations maintenance budget was been reduced even further. So it's just, you know, I think there's like under 10,000, like $9,600 in there for the whole year for the whole park system. That's not very much money. This is gonna be more than that.
So we
don't have all the answers today.
I have a little question. I noticed in that area one, the waves had washed up a fair bit of broken glass right there next to the trail. I wondered if that had been dealt with. That's a hazard right there.
Like on the beach, you mean?
Not on the beach, up on the grass, right next to the trail. You could kind of see the tide line with some debris, and in amongst that debris is broken glass.
That I do not know. I suspect it may still be there. We could look to see if there's a hazard, I suppose, and deal with it. Thanks for letting us know.
Yeah, I think just raking it down back onto the beach where all the other broken glass is would maybe save some little doggy's feet from getting cut.
Right. Yes. Yeah. Good point. I'll make it up.
Pat, should I put in a customer service request for that?
We can run down and have a look at it. I think that's part of the big picture is how exactly we deal with that trash, right?
Yeah.
Sort of making a determination of the nature of it and then who's gonna deal with it, right? That was some part of the conversation the other day on site. So, but yeah, we don't want it to be a hazard, so we can address that.
Thanks, Pat. I'll submit that and get it in queue.
Okay. Anything else on the marine park issue, Alex or Pat or? Hearing none, I guess we'll move on to maintenance and maintenance and operations report.
Yeah, good morning, everyone. Don't really have a whole lot to report. I guess what we'll talk about looks like it's further down in the agenda, so I'll just touch on it really briefly. But the wind's blown down some trees. It's blown from the wrong direction the last couple of days, so we've got crews out this morning, both clearing trails and cutting up trees that have been blown over the last day or two. The cemetery niche wall is with our folks upstairs, and they are working on a design for that, which I hope we'll be able to get you to have a look at here soon. And really the only other thing is, and I think Jim will find this interesting, is I'm working really hard on getting a sign done up for the cemetery. That came up on our on-site visit up there a couple weeks ago, and we're gonna get something up here soon, so people will know that is in fact a cemetery. It's the Blaine Cemetery, and it should meet all our city design standards. So that's really all I have. If you all have any questions, I'm happy to answer them.
We had two members of the board, Jim and I think Janet, were going to report, go out and check out the design concepts. Do you want to report out what you discovered, or did you make that trip at all, you two?
If we were out there. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can.
Yeah, I can.
Oh, okay. Well, first, I guess I was on mute. Thank you very much for the signage report. I think that would be great, very helpful out there.
I agree.
A group of us went out there and looked at a variety of potential sites, and I think we came to a consensus of a open area at the back right corner, and I'm assuming that's where the design that they're working on is focused on, and it should be a great benefit. I think the question is, how many niches can we put in, and what the costs are going to be is whether we do a complete pad at the beginning or do it piecemeal. So, but that's up to Public Works. But I think we came up with a consensus, which is the important thing.
Excellent. Well, thank you for bringing that out. I think Sandy was part of that too, wasn't she?
Yes.
Can't remember. All right. Well, good. And thank you for that. That's excellent. All right. Moving forward, any items from the board members to be presented here and discussed? All right. Hearing none. Let's go and approve the minutes of the January 14 meeting. Any corrections, additions, deletions, edits?
I think during the meeting we discussed going up to the cemetery.
Yes.
Maybe that was after the meeting.
No, I think that was in the meeting, and I thought it under recurring business it says including updates on the cemetery niche wall and Stallman Park. So on the minutes it's not in much detail, but it's vaguely briefly mentioned there. Do we want to enhance that description at all? And if so, do you have any suggestions for wording?
No, if it's in there, I didn't notice it, but if it's in there, that's all it
matters. Right. Well, it's very vague. It says, including
then up in the cemetery niche.
What's that?
I'll move that the minutes be approved as written.
Okay, good. Any seconds?
I'll second.
All right, Janet seconds. Minutes, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right. Any negatives or declines? Hearing none, we'll move on. All right, informational items, proposed meeting schedule. I think Alex started off the meeting by saying we're probably gonna be locked in a Zoom process going forward. Do you wanna address any of that, Alex?
Well, I would just say that again. I think we'll be doing it.
Alex, could you mute Jim again? We're getting feedback from Jim's mic.
Sorry, yeah, that was, for some reason, getting some feedback on Jim, but I muted you, Jim. So I think we'll continue to do virtual meetings here for a while. Really, we don't know when that's going to end, basically, when we can have in-person meetings again. It's probably going to be a little bit. And we talked, I think we try to meet about 10 times a year. And just kind of clarifying the meeting schedule. We do have a couple things kind of in the works, you know, with the cemetery niche wall and seeing a plan for that layout there. So, you know, maybe keeping to the regular meeting schedule for now, it's probably fine if everyone's okay with that. We could just move forward with our monthly meetings. We was kind of considering, you know, skipping a month here or there, but our next meeting is scheduled for March 11th. Sounds like, you know, well, Jim requested to be excused. So if everybody else can be there, we are, you know, that will give us exactly four people to make that March meeting. So if one of you misses it, then we would technically not have quorum. So
Alex, I don't count towards the quorum, but I won't be at the March 11th meeting.
Oh, right. Okay. Well, so I guess, do you want to have that meeting, or do you want to just punt till April?
What's the status of getting two new board member vacancies filled, Alex?
I don't know that we have any applicants for the Park and Cemetery Board. So the status is not good.
Alex, can you Can you talk to, maybe when you get a chance to email or talk to Sam Crawford and see if we can push some of our advertisements maybe to the front of our front of our website, because we're still trying to fill planning commission seats. We have a VTAC seat that's opened up, and then of course park board. So.
Yeah, we're kind of in this like big transition of board members, it seems like, across all our boards. And so we have a lot of vacancies and openings. Let's do that. Let's try to push some advertising. And also, I'd encourage all of you to talk to your neighbors and friends and stuff. So
thanks, Alex.
Any last comments here?
All right. Well, then, Mince, do we want to suspend the March 11 meeting, or do we want to march ahead, given what little information we have now and the likelihood that we won't have a quorum? Any motions?
I'd like to meet on the 11th because I might miss the April meeting.
Mm-hmm.
So it's up to you.
I'm okay with March 11th.
Good point. Meeting. All right. Good. Well, that's three of us, and Jim won't be here. But, you know, we can get together and still meet some informational sharing requirements, and we might not have a quorum. Michael's status now he's been absent on as many times as Paul has. So I don't know what you're thinking about him. Alex or anybody.
So Bob, so Mike did join us actually about 5 minutes in.
Oh, okay.
I saw that you actually were trying to get on earlier too, Mike. But so anyways, welcome. Let the record show. Mr. King is here in attendance.
Okay.
Yeah. And he was giving us the thumbs up.
He's been here for a long time.
All right. Well, then let's move ahead on having a meeting on March 11.
Okay.
Any objections to that anywhere?
Just
hearing none. I don't think so. All right.
And we should... Alex, we should be able to report at the March 11th meeting council action related to Marine Park, too. I think we're planning on getting something in front of them at our February 22nd meeting.
Sounds good.
Okay. All right. Then hearing any other information or any other sharing of anything, and hearing none, I adjourn the meeting at whatever time it is.
9:24,
short meetings. Good.
My favorite kind.
Wings Over Water is coming up on March 19th, 20th, and 21st, I believe. So I'll tell you more about that at the next meeting, but I'll be here before we know it.
All right. Well, thank you all.
Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye.